when you look in general in these spaces in the entertainment industry, they generally only really push certain things. Like, they'll push us being ratchet, right? They put the money behind those shows. They'll put the money behind shows where, you know, being gangsters and killing and pushing drugs. But really, in reality, that's not the majority of black people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right, that's right. The minority. You don't see a lot of people pushing trailer park trash, white people being trailer park trash. You don't see a lot of movies like that. It can really change the perception of the general public because that's what they see so much in TV.
Right.
How do you think we can maybe help support change in the narrative?
Ownership. Mm. That's really the bottom line, because you can't go in somebody else's house and tell them how you want to run.
Ooh.
So you got to get your own house.
Right.
Get your own house. You could do what you want to do.
Yeah.
And we have to think about ownership and stop always saying mother may I or father may I, if you will, expecting people to care about us the way we care about us. So until you own the platform that you want to be on, so you own your music, you own your creative content and so forth, mm-hmm. and you own the platform that you could put it on, they're going to control the narrative.
The Highest Point Podcast.
More than a pod, it's a lifestyle.
Yo, 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 welcome to the Highest Point Podcast. This is a podcast for everyone, no matter where you're from, no matter what you've been through. You know you deserve the best and willing to put in the work for progress to reach the highest point. Now, speaking about reaching the highest point, ladies and gentlemen, we have a very, very special guest in the building. I'm talking about a veteran television producer. You know what I'm saying? He's the entertainment industry executive. You done seen shows of his on BET. You know, you done seen shows on Fox. So that's just to name a couple places. You done seen him working with stars, major stars in the industry, such as Sean P. Diddy Combs, Kevin Hart, Vivica A. Fox, Monica, Keisha Cole. And hey, the list keeps going. But I'm going to stop right there. And also, this man is a pillar of the community. He's also the black voice amplifier. I'm really proud to say that we have Mr. James DuBose in the building. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. How you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing great. Doing great. First off, I want to say that I really appreciate all the things that you're doing, because representation is so, so, so important. You know what I'm saying? Like, seeing people that are successful, that look like you, seeing people that look like you on television can be so inspiring to the youth and all ages. So I wanted to ask you, what is it that make you so unapologetically continue to create spaces for black entertainment?
I always say, you know, first of all, I love us, man. I love everything about the culture, right? And there's not a lot of places where you could really go and speak your truth the way it's supposed to be without it being watered down or somebody judging you for it and so forth. It's always been a dream of mine to be able to provide a platform where right. our voices can really be heard in this unapologetically authentic way, right?
Yeah.
And so that's really where the passion comes from. I feel like I'm walking in my purpose when I'm doing that.
Not seeing those particular heroes that looked like you when we were real young, you know, sometimes you don't feel like it didn't exist. But now when we see these platforms where we are seeing us, it's like, it just might like, yo, I can do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can do that too, because I done seen this brother that grew up in the same type of neighborhood I did, you know, doing it at a high level. So I think that's very, very vital for the success and the culture, period. Can you tell us a little bit about this network that you're building now?
Yeah, man. So, you know, In the Black Network launches October the 2nd.
Mm.
It's really a continuation, if you will, to a degree, of what we started at Fox Soul.
Ah.
You know, what I didn't have an opportunity to really express a lot of times was, in the beginning when we first started Fox Soul, the goal was to make it at least majority black owned, if not all the way black owned.
Right.
But things change, and you know, corporations have things they want to do for their business that's going to protect their business, so right. forth. And so when things started to change at Fox Soul, it was just the perfect opportunity for me to really fulfill a dream. And so I felt like everything I wanted to do, I'm just going to do it on my own now.
Yeah.
And sort of make it happen. And so, our tagline is In the Black is black culture, black owned, and profitable. But I want, with this network, I wanted to bring back that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And that when people say, well, what's the feeling? It's the feeling you get when you know you're in the presence of Black excellence and greatness. You don't have to explain that.
Right.
So everything you watch and everything that represents in the Black network, it's going to give you that feeling.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I definitely sense that when I'm looking at it and I'm getting excited about some of the launches because I've seen some posts. I'm like, yo, that's some people I want to hear from. And one thing about our culture is multifaceted. But when you look in general in these spaces in the entertainment industry, they generally only really push certain things. Like they'll push us being ratchet, right? They put the money behind those shows. They'll put the money behind shows where, you know, being gangsters and killing and pushing drugs. But really, in reality, that's not the majority of Black people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right, that's right. The minority. You don't see a lot of people pushing trailer park trash, white people being trailer park trash. You don't see a lot of movies like that. You know what I'm saying? That representation, and it can really change the perception of the general public because that's what they see so much in TV.
Right.
So what you're doing can be a total difference. You know what I'm saying? Like seeing more different things, you know what I'm saying? Like, because we're so multifaceted. Do you have any type of ideas or what you want to bring forward to that platform? What type of shows and things like that?
Yeah, man. Like, you got to show the totality of the culture. You know, like you just said, like the majority of the major networks, if you will, or the major media outlets, they only show one side of us.
Right.
But we're much more than that.
Yes.
And quite honestly, the side that they show us, even that's a positive if you understand it, because they only show the part of when you end the struggle.
Right.
They don't show us on the other side of that struggle.
Right.
And that is the beauty of our people. We're very resilient people, right? So we want to bring content that speaks to that. We want to be entertainingly inspiring.
Yes.
And we want to show the resiliency of who we are, because that's what not only entertains us, but it educates us as well, right? And it inspires us. You see some of the big shows that's on right now. 50 is doing it really well with BMF, the Power Series, everything he's doing.
Yeah.
Issa Rae, a lot of people doing a lot of great things, right?
Yeah.
But we look at it as our culture still goes back and watches Godfather and the Scarfaces and things of that nature. And if you ain't come from that world, it ain't really about that world. It's the values of family and loyalty and things of that nature. But they don't think our minds, a lot of times, they don't show us in that. And we think the same way.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that's really what everything that we stand for is. It's really valuing our minds.
Yes.
It's understanding the beauty, you know, what I call a beautiful mind.
Right.
That we have that in our culture.
Yeah.
We don't get the opportunity. But we see that from a few people
mm-hmm.
that they show, you know, the names that we all talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But even outside of those names, there's a lot of beautiful things that goes on in the culture. And I want to have an opportunity to allow others to really present that in a real way. What I call the machine behind the machine. Yeah. All these big stars that you see, there's a lot of people behind the scenes with those minds that's creating all the things that's happening.
Right.
You don't get an opportunity to see those people.
Yeah, absolutely. I understand. So how do you think we can maybe help support change in the narrative? And do you think that's something that's going to be attainable within our lifetime?
Ownership. Mm. That's really the bottom line, because you can't go in somebody else's house and tell them how you want to run.
Ooh.
It. So you got to get your own house.
Right.
Get your own house. You could do what you want to do.
Yeah.
And we have to think about ownership and stop always saying mother may I or father may I, if you will, expecting people to care about us the way we care about us.
Right.
It's transactional for the most part for them. It's emotional for us.
Right.
And so until you own the platform that you want to be on, so you own your music, you own your creative content and so forth, mm-hmm. and you own the platform that you could put it on, they're going to control the narrative.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's true. Like, there's no way to get around that. I don't know how much real that can get. And also, when it comes to it, we got to really stay together too, like really come together. Cause sometimes like I've been trying to like build in my community, you know, mm-hmm. and try to show support to others. And sometimes it's not reciprocated. But one thing is, I think consistency will rule, you know, just because you don't get that reciprocation immediately. Don't stop what you're doing. You got to stay, you know, consistent for you. What do you think about that?
Yeah. You know, I mean, consistency is everything. You ain't going to go to the gym and do 2 hours and then think you're going to look like you want to look. You got to be every day consistent and be persistent in what you want to do.
Right.
And in terms of us, again, it, a lot of times you got to understand your role. Right. Everybody can't be chief. Everybody can't be CEO.
Right.
But everyone is important.
Right.
And when we start to really understand, no matter what your title is, you don't understand how important a person is until they're no longer there. Right. I don't
That's
care
a if fact.
From the janitor to whatever it is. Everybody's just important. So, but a lot of times we all want to occupy the same space, and that's
right.
where disagreements come from.
Yeah.
But when you're a strong leader and very well, I really believe you can only be a great leader if you understood how to be a great follower first and foremost.
Right.
And that's extremely important. And, you know, a candle ain't never lost nothing by lighting another candle.
Right. That's a fact.
And actually, the moment that they hit together, it gets brighter.
If right.
you pay attention to it. So when we really bring our minds together and start uplifting one another, lifting as we climb, so to speak, and really doing that.
Yeah.
But then understand the roles.
Right.
You know, again, my going through everything, the ups and downs of life, the most important thing I think I've learned is to work my strengths and partner with my weaknesses.
Yeah.
A lot of times it's hard for us to look in the mirror and say what our weaknesses are.
Right.
So we don't know ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to do anything of significance, if you will, or help someone else get to where they want to be if you can't help yourself first.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. We got to have a more of a collaborative spirit. Someone got this title of CEO, boss, or whatever, but the best CEOs are working collaboratively with everyone Absolutely. On the floor. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm getting from what you're saying. And I think having that mindset is absolutely right. Now, I want to go back a little bit, like kind of like in your history in this entertainment industry. How old do you think you were when you really got your, like, okay, your first lick? Like, okay, this could maybe be like life changing. I'm going to stay on this path. This inspired me to keep doing what I'm doing.
Right. I'm not going to say it was a really lick or something that really happened.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was blessed to really early on know exactly what I wanted to do.
Mm.
Like, I felt like God really instilled that in me,
mm-hmm.
Either sports or entertainment. That's all I've ever done.
Mm-hmm.
It's all I've ever wanted to do.
Right.
I love being creative. And most importantly, though, I love challenges. I love being an inspiration to people that not just what it may look like, certain successes that you may have, right?
Right.
It's really understanding when you fall, how you get up, right?
And, absolutely.
And there was no other way, as I remember, that I could really show that, but through telling the stories of people that I felt like were very significant in the culture, right?
Yeah, so, yeah.
If you look at my body of work, 95% of everyone I've had the pleasure and the blessings to work with
mm-hmm.
were at a crossroads in their life at that time.
Mm.
And the whole point, from the Keisha Cole to Tiny, to everyone was at a crossroads at that point. Michael Vick was just now coming out of prison at that time, right?
Right.
And so the idea that I had an opportunity to speak to all of them was, let's not hide from that.
Right, right.
People are going to understand that more. They're going to understand the struggle and you overcoming that than the successes that you may have. And if you speak your truth, people will respect that. So that's always been my philosophy, is speak the truth. When that moment of darkness, when you were supposed to give up and quit, what why did you?
Right, right.
That's the starting point. I always try to start with all the creative things that I do.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, one of the root reasons why I was asking that question, because, you know, with yourself and also hearing all these amazing stories that inspire you, mm-hmm. what is it that you feel like? A lot of times these are the first generation successful people. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So this is their first time running into these type of situations. What do you think they can, when it comes to first generation success, how can we pass on that game to our kids? Because sometimes their struggle is going to be different than what ours were. And how they're fueled is going to be different, because they're not seeing that type of struggle because we're first generation of success. So any type of advice you think you might can give to first generation successful people?
Yeah, watch more than you listen. People speak well, but they don't necessarily actually in action doing what they're talking about, right?
Right.
So I could talk to somebody all day and try to give them knowledge that I've learned or wisdom over the years or the mistakes that I've made over the years and had to come back from.
Right.
But if you watch me get up and do what I do and let the results speak for itself. See, I'm a believer. I don't like to talk much. I never really been much of a talker.
Mm-hmm.
But people like yourself that, and I'm honored that you think enough of me to have you on your platform, you've watched my work.
Yes, sir.
You've watched my journey, so to speak, right?
Mm-hmm.
You ain't never talked to me in that sense. You don't really know the whole story, but you've watched me
absolutely
tell that story through my results.
Right.
So I think when you can allow people to watch you, then they start to digest it with their own way.
Mm-hmm.
They may confuse your words. They may confuse, because what works for you ain't necessarily going to work for that next person or that next generation, right?
Right, right.
One thing that's going to work for everybody is consistency and never quitting.
Yeah.
I don't really care what generation it is. It may go through a different struggle.
Right.
It's still going to be a struggle. You just got to keep going.
Yeah, yeah. Getting back up every time you fall, just like you were saying earlier. Now, that brings me to like a segment of our show. I want to get some insight of like your taste, things that, you know what I'm saying? It's called Who You Rocking With.
Right, right.
So, you know, I'm going to give you like a couple options, you know what I mean? And you let me know, okay, either A or B, this is like when I hear those names, I'm probably going to lean this way first to see what they talking about first, right? So, all right, who you rocking with? You just said this earlier. I'm going to go and start off with Snowfall or BMF?
That's a tough one right there. I love them both, man. I'm going to go with BMF on this only because I had the opportunity to sit down and have some conversation with Meech early on. So
word.
I know it's mine. So I'm going to have to go with BMF.
That's dope. That's dope. All right.
But God bless John Singleton. God rest his soul. But yeah, I love both.
Yeah, yeah, me too. Both of them phenomenal. Who you rocking with? You know, just acting wise, you know, where you seen them, Kerry Washington or Taraji P. Henson?
Man, you really like it. again, both of those sisters are phenomenal.
Facts.
Right? And no question about that. I'm going to have to go with Taraji.
Word. Yeah. She got that fire in her. Like, all right. I'm going to go. It's not old school, but these are two different shows. Kind of want to get your insight on legendary shows. Fresh Prince or Martin?
Martin.
Oh, all day. That was quick.
All day. That
question. Yeah.
I still watch that.
Word.
Yeah.
Man,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And they still hilarious.
Absolutely.
It's like that timeless, like. Now I don't know if you watch like these morning shows, like radio morning shows. I'm thinking about Ebro in the Morning or The Breakfast Club.
I don't really get a chance to. I haven't seen much of Ebro.
Okay,
I just hear him from time to time, so I can't really speak to that.
Okay,
but I love what The Breakfast Club is doing.
Mm-hmm.
Even that journey.
Yeah,
you know, and again, they both are very important to the culture. But
yeah.
I'm gonna have to say I'm rocking with The Breakfast Club on that.
Yeah, I'm with you. And I think Charlamagne doing a lot of things like he's unapologetic when it comes to black culture too.
Absolutely.
So I salute him for that.
Absolutely.
And this other one I wanted to say, like Drink Champs or $1 million worth of game. You ever seen one of them?
Love both of them, man. Again, that's you know what? I'm supposed to pick one though, huh?
Yeah.
I can't pick
one. It's hard to pick one.
Not those two.
Yeah, I got you.
They both represent something really, really important, man.
Yeah. Okay.
I love both of them. I'm going to go with $1 million worth of game, man.
Word.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that.
Okay.
I love God bless Gilly, you know.
Yeah, his loss.
His loss. Wallow, again, it goes back to the journey, man, the resiliency. Ooh. So I love he came out behind the walls and really in a short period of time, so to speak.
Yeah.
Consistent. But I love their family dynamic, right? Mm-hmm. Nobody really pays attention to that. They're actually family, cousins, supported each other through it all. And I think that is a big reason why them brothers are blessed today, man. They're representing something that we should all think about.
So yeah.
I'm gonna have to go with that.
You're right. Like, a lot of people can see themselves like a relationship they're used to, and how they be, you know what I'm saying, just joning on each other, like just giving each other a hard time. Yeah. And you can tell that's really how they are off camera.
Absolutely. And you know, when you think about, you listen to Wallow and you understand his story, if you read it or what have you.
Yeah.
I've never had the pleasure of meeting any one of those brothers, but how can you have an excuse?
Ah.
How can you find an excuse if that brother ain't finding no excuse?
Right. 20 years. He was in the pen for 20 years.
No excuses for that. He came out, got with his family, stuck with his family.
Right.
And believed in what he was doing.
Yeah, yeah. I can't do nothing but respect that. Absolutely. We got some idea about, you know, your tastes, you know, things that you like. So, no, you being a producer, you got the network now. And I saw these, I saw some clips or like photos like Jeezy up there. What can we expect from that? I was just wondering, is he going to be like on a show? Is he going to be talking? I know he got a book out. Like,
yeah, Jeezy, shout out to Jeezy. That's my guy, man.
Yeah, man, one of my favorites. Like, I got every album of Jeezy.
Yeah, yeah, he definitely got a book August 8th. Make sure you go get the book Adversity sell. Make sure you knock that out. But yeah, we're gonna bring over, you know, Jeezy had two seasons of his talk show Conversations.
Worth
the conversation. We're bringing that over. We got Jasmine Brand, Brutally Honest with Jasmine Brand.
Yeah.
Kitchen Talk with Mano. Coming over. So and the good thing is, you know, these are all the things that we were able to do before, but these are all genuine relationships, man. And I just don't want, it ain't just another show.
Right.
And they have a message. They have a voice.
Mm-hmm.
And everything they do is trying to uplift the culture.
Yeah.
And I always want to be associated with that, man. I always want to be associated with people that are like-minded.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And then we're bringing, you know, the queens back, Vivica A. Fox.
A word?
And Selena Johnson. And we got two new ones coming on. I ain't going to announce those yet.
Okay.
That'll be coming soon. But yeah, yeah. Things are moving, man. I'm so blessed with In the Black Network.
Yeah, man. Y'all got a solid team. I mean, super solid team. I can't wait to see everything that's coming out with it. Now, how can people tune in? Like, how can we get to it?
Yeah, so when we launch October the 2nd, you can get on the Apple TV, Android, all your smart TVs, LG, Samsung, Sony, Roku.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to continually adding on more distribution partners as we go along, as we continue to scale.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Dope.
And then our native app will have that as well.
Okay. Fire. I mean, basically, you can find it everywhere. People
find it. Wherever you wake up and consume your content, we'll be right there.
It's there. Absolutely. Fire. Absolutely. Now, I see all different types. You got a variety of different type of shows on it. And I see, like, when I'm reading up on it on the website, it's saying for content creators and things like that. Now, are all the shows up there going to be produced by you, or can people like submit to you to try to get their show on your platform?
Right. No, we'll getting into original programming. The new Queen show will be our first original program.
We're
going to do. Everything else is either acquired, licensed through licensing, so people have pitched us and so forth. But the goal is to, listen, everything can't come out of my mind or the team's mind.
Right.
It's not going to work like that. So as I said earlier, my goal is to find the best content creators with the quality.
Yes.
And it's on brand what we're trying to do.
Absolutely.
So everybody will have an opportunity as we continue to scale up. You know, you can't do everything at one time.
Right.
But I also did an agreement with Pocket Watch, which is kids. So I thought there's no place for our kids to go and be able to watch old Fat Albert and things of that nature. So
we wanna do that
with the Onyx family. So I did a license deal with them. Also did a license deal with Homestead Entertainment. They have over 600 titles of films. So we're gonna do that. And then eventually get into the scripted space is really what I want to get into.
Scripted and original movies, absolutely. Oh, word.
And music.
Oh, wow. So you can get into space with the movies and film, too.
Absolutely.
So what's your favorite genre when it comes to, like, film? Like, is it horror? Is it action? You know, drama?
I'm really a guy who likes to leave something with a message, that has a message to it, right? a lot of times we watch stuff today. My biggest thing is, what emotion did you leave me with?
Right.
I want to be able to say I felt something. So anything that can make me do that, I love inspirational stuff. I think if I have to go through anything, it is the underdog.
That's right.
Overcoming. So I try to find stories like that, that really resonates with me.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I love that too. Like if you leave with something like that, you thinking about it, like I had some movies like really had me like, okay, I got to get back on my grind. Like that come up story always get me.
Absolutely.
Have you transitioned from Fox Soul now?
Yeah. So yeah, I left Fox Soul June 9th or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, this is all it, bro. This is the legacy.
Oh man, congratulations.
Yeah, Network is all in. It's mine.
Yeah.
It's ours, I shall say.
Right, right, yeah.
Culture. So I'm not, I'm single focused. I got my blinders on for Ender Black.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You can't have no type of additional interference when it's yours.
It just hits different, man. I got to be honest with you. I'm grateful for the Fox team and Fox Soul. I learned so much being there. We were able to do a deal where I could bring the majority of the library that was developed while I was there over to Ender Black Network. But when it's yours, you wear the merch, you talk about it just a little different. It just hit different.
Yeah.
But at the same time, the responsibility is different.
Absolutely.
Ain't no parachute.
Right. The challenges is going to be.
Yeah. You got to understand that, though. Ain't no parachute. Not everyone built for it.
Yeah, no.
It's easy to say you want to sit in the chair until you actually got to sit in that chair.
Right. There's a lot that comes with that chair.
Yeah, I got people that's dependent on me.
Yeah.
Not just dependent on me for their livelihood, but they got to eat tomorrow. They got to.
Right.
I got people dependent on me.
Yeah.
But pressure is a privilege, brother.
Pressure is a privilege.
It means you got a great opportunity. When you're under pressure, it just means you got a great opportunity to do something.
Yeah.
Take advantage of that. It's a privilege. Not everyone got pressure on them.
Right. Yeah, you're
pressure
right.
No diamonds. Is that what they say?
Hey, yeah, for real, man. Like, I done seen a lot of, pressures. And a lot of times, they can make people crack, you know? They don't know what to do with that pressure.
It's supposed to feel like that, though.
Yeah.
It's supposed to make you test everything in you. It's supposed to feel like that. Like,
right.
If it's, that means it's big.
Yeah.
It means it's big. Ain't no pressure for you to get up and go brush your teeth in the morning.
Right, right.
It's human nature. But it's supposed to feel like this. If it was, cliches, if it was easy, everyone would do it, but not necessarily. But the pressure, it should take you through every emotion.
Yeah.
It should take you through every emotion.
Right.
And then you got to understand that that's how it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be hard.
Right.
So it's supposed to be hard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're right. And it just make me think about, I ran into so many obstacles out of the blue when I was trying to start up my own thing, man. It's I don't know, from family to, I was telling you earlier how I got kicked out of my last spot. Like, all of it was just happening at the same time. But I was like, sometimes I feel like, okay, this is nothing but the devil trying to stop me from my prize at the end of this. I got to keep pushing. Like, don't let this stop you. And I'm saying that to others as well that's tuning in. Like, you can't let it stop you. Like, you guys got to keep digging. Like, because eventually you're going to be able to hit that goal. And sometimes it's not always monetary immediately. It can be you can be a spark in somebody else, and they come back and tell you that, and that can be so fulfilling too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the saying I love, man. That simply says, if you think the cost of winning is too high, wait till you get the bill from regret.
I haven't heard that one. I'm gonna have to use that one though.
That's you don't want no regrets, man.
Yeah.
Well, that unfortunately that line of I gave up is long.
Right.
That line of regret is long.
Yeah.
It's a lot of sad souls in that line, right?
So yeah.
You don't want to join that line, man. And once you realize it is supposed to be difficult, it's supposed to be hard.
Right.
It'll be hard for you to quit at that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And you don't get strong until your muscles tear. You know what I'm saying? Like when they heal, you're strong. Like, so you go through that struggle, that's like your muscles tearing. If you just keep pushing through the end, that stuff is going to heal and you're going to be stronger than ever. You're going to learn something from it. It's like that muscle memory, everything, it matters. And this is what these type of things and inspiration, this is what you can get from the Black Network. This is a total reason why you got to really just tune into what's going on. This stuff is going to be live. You said October?
October 2nd.
October 2nd.
I will it.
October 2nd is going to be here. I'm speaking in existence along with you. I'm going to be definitely tuned in ASAP. You know, we I'm going to have all the information where people can follow as well and support the movement, be a part of the movement, because it's going to take us at, it's literally said network. So all of us, like, together, in order to make a successful network, we really got to come together. You know what I mean?
That's why I say it's ours, man.
Yeah.
Like, and if I may just I want to just make sure I get this message out.
Absolutely.
To everyone that's listening is, you know, a lot of times we don't support each other because we don't know how to support ourselves.
Mm.
Right? It's like I tell people, the first business you're ever going to run, and I've learned in life myself, going through everything I've been through, is you incorporated.
Ah.
So when you are solid with yourself,
right,
you operate from inside out instead of outside in. Your inner world creates your outer world, right?
Right.
So when you're confident in yourself, when you love yourself, love on yourself more and more, mm-hmm, it ain't that difficult to love your brother, your sister, and support what they're doing. It's just that feeling. And when you're not happy with you, it's hard to be happy with someone else, no matter how hard you want to.
Right.
So what we're going to try to do, this is just in the Black Network represents someone who had to go inside and work on themselves, who had to understand who they were coming out of all the trials and tribulations. So when you see the name In the Black Network,
mm-hmm,
it represents so much to me, from the dog days as I was in, I had to come out of, from mm-hmm, me not understanding myself and going through the things that I have been through. And so to be able to do this now and really represent this, like, I am him. And that's just what I feel. I am him. I am that inspiration that I want you to understand. That when you get to know you and you're honest with you,
mm-hmm,
everything else will fall in place. So I can come here, we start together,
yeah,
right? The highest point, or anywhere else, my brothers and sisters doing their thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I'd rather come here than anywhere else.
Yeah.
And that I don't need to feel validated by having to go to a bigger outlet, if you will. I'm validated.
Man, you just said something there.
You know what I mean? I'm validated when my people love me. So I just want people to listen, like, I validate me. I define me. So
right,
when I walk in this room, I'm grateful, right? You can take me to any big network, and I'm there because I know I may be hot for the day.
Mm.
I may be hot for the day right now. So this is a story that they want,
right?
But when I hit that struggle button again,
mm-hmm,
it's my people that I'm going to really need at that time, because those other outlets ain't going to think enough of me. They on to the next hot person.
Right.
But we keep each other hot.
Yeah, that's facts, man.
That's what I believe in.
Yeah, I definitely believe in that as well. And I appreciate you, and I salute all you do, man. Like,
thank you, man.
I reached out to you, I don't know, over a year ago, hit you in a DM, and thought you would never respond. Yeah. But I was like, I love what he got going on. I'm already inspired. I had no idea that you was from the same area.
Yeah.
I had absolutely no idea. And I just think that goes to a lot of people. Like, when you come to that self-reflection, like, believe in yourself. You never know who may answer, who may not. But you go out there and, you know, say something, salute someone. You know what I'm saying? Like, try to work together, partner. And I feel like if someone's coming in your space, you want to try to provide something to them. You know, it'd be something mutually, you know, that's helpful for each other.
That's
a lot of times.
Man, a lot of people ask for things, and it's one-sided because they don't bring value.
Right.
A lot of people want to withdraw, not deposit. I mean, so if you're going to ask people to do anything, make sure it's a win-win. That win-win is you both bringing value to each other.
Yes, right? Yes.
So that's very important.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree, man. I don't think we can end it any stronger than that. He dropped a massive amount of game. You guys make sure you tune in October 2nd. James DeBose in the building. So until next time, you guys hold it down. Don't let it hold you. Peace.
Thank you, brother.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Highest Point Podcast.
More than a pod, it's a lifestyle.